John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. You know him from that metal show on VH1. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, Don Jameson is here. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, John. This is an honor, man.
Really?
Been listening to since I'm a kid, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man. This is amazing. You still have the mustache.
Yeah. And you got Neil Young sideburns.
They're on loan, yes.
That's a good call.
He's a good man for lending these to me. You know, but it's become a look for you, right?
With
the mustache.
I haven't seen this lip since 1968.
Okay. And I haven't seen the two sides of my face since 2009. But it becomes a look because then people know you from that, and then then you can't shave.
It's my tribute to my Italian mother.
So I just bought an El Camino to go along with the sideburns.
Dude, I'm an El Camino guy.
Of course you are.
I'm an El Camino guy.
Look at us. We're going cruising after the show, me and you. I'm telling you. We're going to pick up some 60-year-olds. We'll blast Kiss in the car, which, by the way, should have been. I love Kiss, but should have been at that age be singing songs like Christine 16 at this point in their career.
No, it's wrong.
They should be writing about women their own age, like Mildred 73.
Do you have a favorite Kiss? Right? Is there a Kiss group that was
original?
Your
the original Kiss. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, look, I've liked all the eras pretty much of them. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying to you off the air, it's like you're still the new guy here at MGK, right? Even though you've been here 16 years. And even though the new guys in KISS have been in way longer than Peter and Ace, they're still
the new guys.
They'll always be the new guys. So,
do you have a favorite KISS item that Gene could sell you?
That he could sell? Even if I mention it, I think he collects a residual on that, so I'm not sure. But when I was a kid, I had Kiss Destroyer was my first album. Uh-huh. And I put all the posters up in my room, and I even had the Kiss cards around the molding. And then, my parents said no when I started putting the posters on the ceiling. Yeah. Especially Paul with his shirt off. It started to get a little weirdly sexual for a 13-year-old kid. So, I put an end to all that.
How long did you do that metal show? And that, folks, if you don't know the show, that is what it was called. That metal show.
Right.
Right. How long did you guys do?
Because they were
show?
Very clever at VH1
Classic. They worked on it hard.
We were on VH1 Classic. A lot of people say, oh, Don, you were on VH1. No.
Yeah.
If you found regular VH1, you went 150 channels past that. And that was where we were on VH1 Classic. Myself, Eddie Trunk, and Jim Florentine interviewing, all our hard rock and heavy metal idols from our childhood. And we were on 14 seasons. Which,
wow.
For any show is pretty good, right? I mean, and I know shows do come to an end eventually, but the thing that pissed me off, Larry King is still on TV. And he passed away 25 years ago. But you don't put us, three nice Jersey boys. Why can't we stay on TV for a while?
Because you didn't say Secaucus, you're on the air.
No, because we didn't have a basketball wife. Right. We weren't celebrities in rehab.
No pregnant teens.
No. Although I'm shooting for both of those, a pregnant teen and an alcohol problem.
Did you, when you guys did this show, did you search out, obviously you're all metal fans, right? And, was there a holy grail of rock star that you guys tried to get to? Right. Or that, we got to meet him. We got to meet him. Who could that be?
I think one of my favorites, obviously, is Aerosmith is one of my favorite bands ever. I mean, I think we could all agree one of the greatest American rock bands, if not the greatest ever.
Sure.
So we had a couple of the guys on the show. We had Joe Perry on and we had Joey Kramer on and, always just great guys. So they were cool enough to invite us to a party they were having. We used to film the show in Los Angeles for a while and they were doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl and they were cool enough to invite us to a party they were having at a place called the Pink Taco on Sunset Boulevard.
Sure, I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're, big Hollywood type. You roll up in your El Camino.
That's it.
And with your spinning rims, of course.
Of course. And by the way, it's low.
Oh, yeah. It has to be low.
It's low.
Yeah, you can't jack those up. That's... That's way too 80s. But so it was cool. So we go down there and it's packed, you know, celebrities, supermodels, all the guys from Aerosmith are there.
Right.
And you think that'd be enough for three slobs from New Jersey to hang out with the greatest American rock band ever. But no, because there's an even bigger celebrity at this party, even bigger than Aerosmith, A-list celebrity. And you know who I'm talking about, Screech from Saved by the Bell. Yep. And I love him and his porn. And hanging out in the side room talking to some friends is none other than Johnny Depp.
You know what's wild? People talk about him as I haven't seen the Hollywood Vampires yet, but they talk about him as a player. And supposedly he's an incredible player.
Well, they say he gives Joe Perry guitar lessons.
Get out!
Which is crazy, yeah. So he is the real deal. Uh-huh. And the minute me and my two co-hosts, Eddie and Jim, see him standing there, of course, we turn into a trio of sorority girls trying to get backstage at an Ariana Grande concert. I'm like, we got to meet Johnny Depp. If I got any more girly, I would have texted my gynecologist using all emojis. But the only thing I could think of to try to meet him after like six Miller Lights or so, because he had a bodyguard,
right?
You know, blocking the room, and not just any bodyguard. Like, this guy's neck was so thick, if he swallowed a corn on the cob sideways, nobody would have noticed that kind of thick neck.
Okay.
So I figured if we all like stood together against the wall and like slowly inched our way over, like little like crabs on the beach, that somehow the Three Stooges of metal are gonna get past the mountain from the Game of Thrones. It took us, you know, we were maybe 20 feet from him. In reality, it took us about 45 minutes to get all the way over there. Not once did the guy look over, but the minute we got to the door, three steps away, I'm like, guys, we're going to meet Johnny Depp. We got right to the foot of the door, and the bodyguard just looks down at us, and he goes, nope. He saw us coming the entire time, but he waited until we got right there to squash us like the heavy metal bugs that we are. So now we're pissed. We're not, you know, Aerosmith has now left the party. You know, we're not meeting Johnny Depp. But about a minute later, there's all this activity. Now Johnny starts coming out of the room. We're like, oh my God. Now the bodyguard goes into action. He's like in attack mode, like Donald Trump on Twitter, right? And he's knocking people out of the way. And a minute later, we're face to face with Edward Scissorhands. So we're like, Johnny, can we get a picture with you? He goes, yeah, no problem. And, you know, he knew the show. You know, we started talking because he's friends with Manson, and Marilyn Manson had done the show.
Right.
And he was really nice. But now the bodyguard sees us talking to him. He gets pissed. He starts charging at us 100 miles an hour, and he gets about 2 feet away, and Johnny puts his hand up in his face and goes, nope.
That's awesome.
It's never the celebrity. It's always his people.
Yeah.
Or
right,
people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we took a picture with him, and I think I sent it over to you guys.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, I showed my mother the picture,
right.
And it's like three sweaty guys in a nightclub with the most perfect human ever. My parents actually said, where'd you go to the wax, you know, to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum to take that picture? Because there's not a bead of sweat on him. His hat and his makeup are perfect. You know, he's got 55 scarves, 95 right. necklaces. Right. He had a dead snake as a headband or something. I don't know. But that was probably one of the coolest things that ever happened. Yeah.
Well, Don Jameson is going to be at Helium this coming Sunday. I can only imagine what the hell happens to you when you're with Brewer.
Well, yeah, because he can do every character for every story that I talk about. So you talk about AC/DC, he does Brian Johnson, and he can do the whole accent and stuff. And it gets a little too much Monster Energy drink in the morning with him, but he's brilliant, man.
No, we love him. Well, Don Jameson will be at Helium Comedy Club this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Do you have a gig tomorrow night?
What's today? This is early for a comedian.
Yeah, this is Thursday. The only reason why is Joe Perry's at the Borgata.
Oh, that's right.
So we can get you in if you wanted to get in.
I got a gig, though. Jersey. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to hear you working, though.
Yeah. And Helium's already sold out after that, so we don't have to worry about Sunday anymore.
Okay, fine.
But thank you. I appreciate the offer. Yeah.
That's quite all right, you know, because I knew that you probably had work.
Johnny invited me. So
John DeBella.
What?
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.